This is a Spiva Media production.
It's just what the doctor ordered. It's time for your daily dose of awesome. Check your hate and negativity at the door as mom, wife, teacher, and lover of life, Cindy Liming, shares awesome, fun-loving tips on how you can bring positivity, fun, and laughter into your life and into the world. And now, here's your host, Cindy Liming.
Hey there, this is Cindy Liming, your host of your Daily Dose of Awesome. On this show, I talk about all the things that I find to be awesome in this journey called life. By sharing what I find, I hope that you too will be able to create more awesomeness in your corner of the world. For the next few episodes, I will be doing a series for the new year called New Year, New You. And since the new year is when we try to get back on track, I have broken these down into a few topics. Last week, I talked about creating realistic goals, and today I'll talk about achieving a healthy mindset, and then we're going to move on to getting organized. But before we get started, I just wanted to remind you that my journal, Create the Awesome, is now available on Amazon. I put a link in the show notes, and you can also find it at www.yddoa.com/journal. If you want to start getting organized on creating this new you, get this journal ASAP. Starting off the new year with my Create the Awesome journal will help you stay motivated, creative, and organized. And the best part, it only takes about 5 minutes to fill out. I would love it if you would give my Create the Awesome journal a try. Check it out at yddoa.com/journal. And also, don't forget, I also have an audio course on Listable about positivity. It's called The Power of Positivity. And you can also find that on my website, which is yddoa.com. And I just really think that it would be a great way to start off the new year, especially since today we are talking about mindset. Here's a little update on what's been going on. So last week I talked about creating realistic goals. My goals for the year are to lose 20 pounds, fix up my basement, learn how to make passive income, and how to make at least $1,000 in passive income this year. And so far, so good, kind of. I keep losing about 3 pounds, and then the weekend comes and I put on more pounds. I haven't started doing 2 miles of walking each day yet, so I know this is really all on me. I've only been doing 1 mile a day instead of two, and I know that if I added the other mile each day, I would see more results. I'm eating really well, though, during the week, but come the weekend, I just really fall off the wagon, especially when I see my husband, because we both really like to eat, and we're not good for each other in that aspect. But anyway, part of the other reason why I haven't really, started exercising as much as I want to is because I've consumed myself with my other goals, so much that I'm kind of dabbling in each one and not getting much progress done in each area. Maybe I should have just made one goal and then once I accomplish that, move on to a new goal, but I just have been dabbling all over the place with my goals. As far as the passive income thing, learning opportunities are falling in my lap. A friend of mine finished a life coaching class called Artbundance, and the graduates need people to practice coaching on, so I volunteered. And I haven't gotten set up with a coach just yet, but I'm looking forward to the journey. In addition, I've been listening to the Mindful Productivity podcast, and a few very interesting things have come out of my latest podcast obsession. A few times on this show, I've mentioned the book. It's not really a book. It's a journal called 100 Life Challenges Journal that I have. And, excuse me, there are 130-day challenges in this book. And I've talked about it before on the show, but each challenge tells you why the new habit is important. And then you have 30 boxes so you can check off your progress. And I work really well with checking things off. And I have to apologize. There's a lot of banging going on. It's Martin Luther King Day as I record this, and so my kids are home. And plus another friend of theirs. So there's all this kind of banging going on. But anyway, I love this journal so much that I took a photo of it and I posted it on Instagram with the hashtag 100 Life Challenges. Like, I don't know, maybe a year or so ago. And it was kind of cool because the creator of that journal commented back to me on Instagram, which I thought was pretty cool. But that was a while ago. And then lo and behold, the podcast host of the Mindful Productivity podcast that I've been listening to is the creator of the journal. And I did not put two and two together until I binge listened to her show. Well, her name is Sarah Struckler. And aside from some of her political views, I think she might be yet another soulmate of mine. A little side note, though. Notice that I don't totally agree with her politics, yet I still love her anyway. And people really need to start doing that more often. But anyway, before I get off topic, she's offering a class on how to create journals and get them published. And you might be thinking, well, didn't you already do that? And yes, I did do that. And now that I'm thinking about it, I think I learned, when I did that, I learned it from a blog post, which looking back, I think it might have been one of Sarah's posts, coincidentally. But she's offering a class on how to make and sell journals. So yes, I did this already, but I have so many ideas for more journals, and there's so much more to learn, especially with the business side of things, which is part of Sarah's class. And by the way she describes it, I would be crazy to not take the class, especially with all the signs leading me to take the class. I mean, everything is just totally lining up. But like I said before, you never know what will become of this, but I feel like if I don't go for it, it would be a disservice to myself and all the people who would potentially benefit from all the styles of journals that are bouncing around in my head. Plus, you never know what's going to happen unless you try. So I think it's worth a try. I really don't think I have a whole lot to lose except for the cost that it's going to take to take the class, but I'd rather try than not try. And my goal of working on the basement, well, it's pretty much finished. It took me about 2 weekends and definitely 14 hours this past weekend to get it all done, practically all by myself. Especially yesterday, I worked on it alone. But there are a few little things that need to be handled, like I need to finish painting the floor. All that's left with the floor is the path that I didn't paint so I could get out of the room. But it is livable, and the girls and I have spent lots of time in there since I made it nice and livable, and for that I am happy. Because, see, I think I've lived here, what, almost 14 years, 13, 14 years, and I've never cleaned the basement. So if you can imagine, like, I found little tiny baby clothes that I can't believe that my kids fit in. Like, literally, it was time. So I'm very, very happy to see everyone using the space, and they've had their friends here, and it's been nice. So all of our work has paid off, and now we have a huge, brand new, usable space. Today, I did an impromptu interview with a longtime friend of mine, Veronica Allen Hunt. And I decided to bring her on the show today because her life and how she lives it goes right along with my New Year, New You series. And she's super positive and successful, and she's a mom and a principal. And one thing I like about my show is that I try really hard to make sure that you know I'm a real human being. And if this is the first episode you've ever listened to, I work 2 jobs. I have 3 kids that live with me, 2 stepsons, a long-distance husband, and I dabble in a couple side hustles, this podcast being one of them. I have a lot on my plate, yet I am happy and I'm doing it. And Veronica is the same. It's always refreshing to meet up with Veronica. We only get to see each other about once a year, but to have this surprise interview come up today was really great. But I really like talking to her, and I find our conversation to be valuable and refreshing because often in the area of self-improvement. So if you like listen to a lot of self-improvement podcasts or books, a lot of the gurus and experts or whatever they call themselves, they just don't seem real to me often. Not all the time, but frequently. Like when I listen to some of these people, I'm like, I don't really know how I'm going to do that. So it gets really intimidating. And so I'd like to share myself with you and how I'm muddling through life, yet doing it. And I hope that it's helpful to some of you. But anyway, I just always wonder, like, you know, do these people, these experts have kids and, you know, a job, another job or anything? Or, you know, are they married? I don't know how they do it all. But I mean, like, do they struggle ever? Or they constantly have their game face on? I mean, see, I don't always have my game face on. And if I can do this life, you can do yours too. Veronica brings to us some very, very useful tips that are realistic and things that I have not thought of myself. And I mean, you guys know I read a lot of books. I listen to a lot of podcasts so that I can get ideas for this show. But she really brought up a lot of things that I had not thought of. So if you feel like you've heard it all, you are in for a real treat, because all of this stuff was things that I had never thought of. So let's get on with it. Here is my interview with mom, wife, and principal, Veronica Allen Hunt.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. So today I have a really good friend of mine. Her name is Veronica Allen Hunt. And we met in college, and we have a very interesting story, but I'm not going to get into that too much because, but in a nutshell, we met in college and then, we kind of lost touch, and then she found me again. And then, she ended up marrying one of my really good friends. So, it's been really nice to be in touch with her. But the reason why I brought her on the show,
and we're birthday twins.
Oh, we were birthday twins. I'm sorry. She always remembers that. We were born on the same day.
Same year, same day, everything.
Everything. And so we have a very, very special friendship. But I brought her on because I just feel like everyone needs a little bit of Veronica. She is, if you don't have a friend like this, at least you're going to get a little dose of Veronica, because she is so positive all the time, and just very highly successful. And I could really, really go on and on and on about her. But I want to go ahead and dive in to talk with her, because she's a really good role model to me and others. And I just think that a lot of what she has to say could be valuable to my listeners. So it is so nice to have you.
Thank you, Cindy. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Love your podcast. I love all your positive stuff that you post and give people a platform to, like, you know, talk or comment on how they're feeling about things. So I love it.
Thank you. And you know what? You're like a big part of the reason why I'm even where I am today. I don't even know if you realize this, but do you remember way back when we had the Bus of Awesomeness?
Yes. I love it.
And you like pushed me to do that. So here we are.
Get on the bus.
Okay, so I want to talk about your waist loss. Well, I guess it is waist loss, but your weight loss journey, because you look great. You've lost a good amount of weight. How much weight did you lose?
Almost about 50 pounds.
50 pounds. And how long did it take you?
That took me 30 weeks.
Okay, so it wasn't like it was a some overnight thing.
No, it was a big journey.
Mm-hmm. So how did you, first of all, like, I always thought you looked fine, but I mean, how did you decide, you know what, I'm done and I'm moving forward? What did you have to do to get to that point?
Very good question. Good question. So, you know, I mean, you've known me a long time. You knew me when we were young and skinny and, you know, just like you could eat whatever and you didn't gain any weight and you didn't worry about it, all the way through like becoming mothers and becoming professionals and our careers and just being real, you know, just all those different facets of our lives. And so, you know, through that time, you know, I put on weight here and there. And as I was getting older, but the biggest thing, and I think that this is the biggest key to me losing the weight that I did, was that I loved myself and I liked how I looked at every facet. It didn't matter. Like, would I look at myself and say, yeah, like I could lose a few pounds here and there? Sure. But I loved myself at every place I was at. And I think that is a key, because when you get to that place where you love how you look, but then you know that like there are things that you can do, habits that you can change to be healthier. You know, I want to live a long time to see my boys, you know, go through all those things, college graduations, getting married, being a grandma. And I knew that it came to a point where like, it's more about my health and it's also about the energy. I've always had a ton of energy.
Yes. Like, I do know that.
Like, you know, I'm like, but over time that can change. So what I will say is that, you know, you have to love yourself and like who you are at every point. But then there is a point where you say, okay, I want to make these changes and really reflect on why do I want to make these changes? Okay, so most importantly for my health, for my energy, for my family. And then of course, I'm like, would I love to just put on like a nice like dress to go out with my husband and not like worry about like tucking it all in and sucking it all in? Sure, of course, every woman, everybody would love that, right? So I have a good friend, Jen, and Jen Bakowitz, and she was part of this like weight loss challenge, a Jasmine Mays fitness weight loss challenge. And she's a coach for them. And she just kept saying, V, I know you would love it. I know that like, if you just came and gave it a shot, you would really love it, but you have to be ready. And I just came up with a million, I was going to the gym. I knew Jasmine from the gym. She was teaching classes at two gyms that I went to. So I knew her and I knew she was dynamic, but I also knew that like it's 6 weeks, 7 workouts a week, you know, completely changing your eating habits, food journals, being accountable. And I just was not ready, obviously, to be accountable to myself because I had every reason why I couldn't do it. And then one day I just woke up and I'm like, you know what? Enough. And this was in December of 2019. And I said, you know what? Enough. Like I'm ready. I'm going to do this. I'm going to give it 6 weeks. And okay, that 6 weeks has turned into now almost two years. Yeah, 2 years, because I've been with them. January 2019, I joined, and I'm still in it. January 2021.
Wow.
And so, you know, what I found more importantly was the community, and it didn't matter if you needed to lose 5 pounds or you need to lose 100 pounds. Everybody's there for the same reason, that we want to get fit, we want to lose weight, we want to be healthy, but we also love that community, just that positivity. You know, and it's grown since the virtual world hit. She has taken her platform virtually. We still work out on Zooms. So you still get that coaching and you get that insight, but I've graduated out of it. So you do you have to do a minimum of 4 6-week, you know, increments, and then you can graduate. But even as a grad, I came back. And, you know, now my job is to inspire and motivate others who are there to say, you can do this. You can. Mm-hmm. Another thing I will tell you is take it slow. Like I didn't go in thinking, oh, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. And I didn't think I'd lose 50 pounds. I said, I'm going to lose 30 pounds in maybe, you know, 24 to 30 weeks. And then when I hit the 30, I was like, okay, let's do 5 more. I hit the 5, let's do 5 more. And then I just kept pushing myself. Now it's about maintaining it, but then also keep pushing. Like I can always have more muscle mass. I can always be leaner. I can always, you know, work on the middle there. That's the hardest part for us women, as you know. So, you know, it's just always this, now this journey of, and then goal setting. So my goals change. And, you know, depending on what now, like, so I hit a goal and then now I set another goal and you just keep pushing. And that's the most important thing. I'm like, I work too hard to get where I'm at and I want to keep pushing. And I also feel like it's my responsibility now to others to show that you can do that. You can lose the weight. You can do it with a family. You can do it with kids who eat everything under the sun and don't gain weight, and you have all these snacks in your home. You can still eat healthy and you can still exercise and make the time and do
it. Okay, so let's talk about that for a second, because this is why I mean, I'm ready to just, I'm not ready to do a program. Like, I'm ready to like hop on. I already know what I need to do to lose like the extra holiday weight, because I've already done it. So I just need to get back on the treadmill. I need to put in my two miles a day. I need to eat better. And I already like started doing that. I already dropped 3 pounds in like a week. But I have to keep going. And I kind of fell off the wagon a little bit, but here's the thing. Cause like what I find really remarkable is that you're a principal and you're a mom of two boys who are both in sports, and you have a husband and you're super happy. So like, how are you doing all of that? Because I have a lot going on too, but like, yeah. I throw in the towel real quick. Like, oh, forget it. I've got this to do. I'm not getting on the treadmill. I mean, so it's like, how do you find that balance?
Wow. Yeah. That's a very good question. And I'm going to tell you, it didn't happen overnight. You know, I find it easier, obviously, as time goes on and you get into your routine. Another thing I did when I joined this challenge and set on this journey to lose this weight and change the way I was eating, I eat so different now, clean eating, is that I sat them down and I talked to them about like, these are my goals and you want to start small. So like, these are my three big goals. And I told them what I need from them to get there.
So, oh, that's a good idea.
What I need from you, you know, and I'm like, this is what I'm going to give to you. Too, like promises I gave to them. Like, I will not miss, you know, I'm not going to miss a basketball game, like for a workout. I'm not willing to miss things at school, but I also from them need them to be flexible and I don't want to miss those games, but maybe like that's where Jason, you know, my husband has to come in and say, you know, like, I need you to make sure you leave work on by this time so that you can get them to practice so I can get that workout in. So tomorrow I can make that game. So that is a big part of it, but to do that, you have to be so planned, and I write out everything. So I plan out my workouts for the week. I don't always write it down, but I should, what I want for dinners for the week. So we kind of just plan it out. So we know that like, okay, tomorrow, this is what has to happen. But I think that's the most important thing. They had to be on board, and I told them, this is what I need from you. And you know,
and they did it.
And they did it. Yep. And they still do it. They still do it. And then I find the time, like when they go to basketball practice. So they practice at the YMCA. I join the YMCA.
Oh, okay.
So I work out when they're at practice so that I'm not missing, so that like they're busy when I'm busy and I'm busy, and then we're together when we get home. I don't have to go home and do a workout necessarily. So just trying to do that. And you know, I think as they saw me hitting those goals and losing the weight, they were much more invested in that time and giving that to me, because they saw that like, I'm legit. Like, I'm really working hard to do this. So I'm investing time, but they had to too. They have to. But I think it's been great. I think it was great for our family too.
Yeah, I never thought about like sitting everyone down and saying, look, this is what I need. This is why, this is how it affects you. And you know, that is a really, really good idea.
Thanks.
Yeah, so, oh, go ahead.
It's worked. It's been, and you know, I mean, here's the thing. We give them our all every single day.
Yeah.
What's what theirs into everything that they do and all their endeavors. And we should, because we're their parents. But I do feel like there's also this point where, as mothers especially, but dads too, we got to do something for us. But in order to do that, there's always going to be a sacrifice. So, you know, you have to decide, what are you willing to sacrifice? And then what, you know, then are they in agreement with that? So, I mean, and have I missed the game here and there? Unfortunately, yes. But did they totally understand? And do I feel like then I made it a point to not for like weeks? Sure. So they understand it's life, because they're busy and they have a lot of things going on just like we do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's work. That was a big thing. And journaling your work, writing out your workouts for the week and checking them off as you do them. And then, like, sometimes I'll take pictures of, like, what I'm eating. Mm-hmm. Hold myself accountable. So like when I look at like the scale, and I don't weigh myself, it's like maybe once a week. Then okay. I can look back at my habits and what should I maybe change a little bit?
Yeah, I'm weighing myself every day because if I lose like an ounce, I'm like, yes, I did it, an ounce.
You know what? Those little things are big things because they're right. One closer to your goal. So
yeah,
those ounces are important.
Yes. Yes. Cause it motivates me. I'm like, sweet, I lost an ounce, but you know what? I can lose another one tomorrow.
That's right.
And then it turns into a pound, you know? Yeah. So like just baby steps are good.
You look at what you did and it's like, mm-hmm. Okay, what was I eating? What should I not eat? Or, you know, but the thing is you got to live your life too. And mm-hmm. You got to be happy. Like you said, in the journey, you have to be happy. Life's yes. Too short. Be happy every single day.
Okay, so let's talk about that though, because you have always been a happy person. You're probably the most positive and happiest person I've ever met, like consistently. Like I know you've had your ups and downs and you've had to work really hard for where you are today, sure. But you always do it with a smile. And so why are you like that? Were you just born that way? Or do you have like tips? Because I've only known you this way. Yeah. So... Yeah, how do you stay so positive?
By nature, I think I'm a happy person.
Now, did your parents raise you that way? So let's like take a step back. Like, your parents are both very low key. They seem very calm, natured, and pretty happy people. I mean, I've not been around them all the time, but I've met them. So, but you seem to have a lot more energy than they do. But like, what did your parents do? Like, what did your parents do looking back to like raise a positive person?
Wow. Yeah, I have to say, yeah, I had I was very lucky, very fortunate to, I have two very wonderful parents who are very supportive in every endeavor that we ever did. You know, there's five kids in my family. So I come from a big family and I'm in the middle, which is always a little tough gig. But they always raised us to be positive. Here's the bottom line. I always knew my parents, like, let's say, cause I'm a little bit of an overachiever, but let's say I get that C on that math test. I always struggled with math. They would always say, did you do your best? Did you study and do everything you could to prepare for that? Did you give it your all? And if the answer is yes, then they were like, then that's okay. That's okay. Then that just means that then, you know, like if you're working as hard as you can, then obviously there's something else. So maybe you need more help with that. Or is there something I can sit down and help you with? Or is there a friend who, you know, is really good with math who can come over and you guys can work together? So always I feel like they gave me good tools to like take those defeats, no matter how small or how big, and turn them around. Like there's always a recovery. It's how you recover. And then there's always another side. But how you have to make that decision though. Like you have to make the decision to like seek it out. And then also learning that there's so many people who want to help you in this world to be successful. And where I am today, because of a lot of people, including you, who are always in my corner, always helped me. And I think when you have gratitude for that and you're not afraid to seek those people out, no matter if you haven't talked to them in 3 years, you're not afraid to give them a call and say, hey, I need some help. They want to help you. That's what they're there for. So, you know, and I'm that person, thank goodness, like that just makes me so happy for other people. And I love when they reach out because they're looking and saying, wow, okay, maybe Veronica can give me some perspective on that or she can help me. So I think just, I've always learned that, you know, my parents just always had that outlook. And then I just have always just, you know, put that like kind of like in my inner, like who I am. And I think it's an intrinsic thing. And then when you reap, you see the rewards of it, you want other people to learn those skills and strategies too. So, and the only way you do that is by being positive. Is every day great? No, I have days that are not as great, but for me, it's always in the recovery. And then why am I here? You know, I'm here to learn everything I can in this life and grow, but I'm also now I feel this responsibility to do that for other people, mm-hmm. like people did for me.
Yeah, so. I like that because it's like, I think what happens is, and you don't hear this a lot on like in the self-improvement podcasts and books. Like, people don't tell you these things, you know, but like, I think a good tip is that, like, that I like that. Like, did you try your best? Did you? Can you honestly, like, be honest with yourself? And if no, then it's not that you failed, but that, okay, well, what do I need to learn to do better? What do I need to be better? I'm not a failure. I need to figure out how I'm going to tackle this in a better way.
Yes.
So, okay. So then that, like, is like your kind of your family background. So like, so nowadays, like, keeping that mindset, like, I can see, now tell me the truth though, there had to have been days where in your weight loss journey where you're like, you know what? I really don't feel like getting up. I really don't feel like doing this today. Like, what, how did you, like, get yourself,
okay,
like, I'm going to do this. What did you have to do to, like, get yourself out of bed on those kind of days?
Yeah. Cause there are those days. I mean,
like, what mindset, how do you get that mindset, like, geared up again?
I think that as I saw, you know, the weights coming off and, well, first of all, getting there, that's hard. And unfortunately, I have a great, like, fit family who was so motivating. And I feel like my friend Jen, like, I can reach out and be like, hey, like, I just need some motivation, you know, I just need some push. Of course, for me, it maybe was a little easier because I got to go into the gym and work out with them because this was pre-COVID. But that does not mean, my sister started January the following year, and she's in Cleveland. And she joined with me. She does everything strictly Zoom. She's lost 55 pounds.
Oh, so, okay. So, like, so even today, like, I'm not saying this is for sure, but, like, if I wanted to be a part of this, or anybody wanted to be a part of this from around the world, you could connect in virtually.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll have to get that contact info from you at the end of this. So.
And that's awesome, because then you create this bigger family around you. But on those days, like, the days that are hard, like, there were a couple things, like, thinking about, okay, my intentions, like, why did I go into this? What were my intentions going into this? My intentions are for health benefits, losing weight, feeling better. You know, ultimately you look better, like, my skin. It's amazing how it changes out, your hair, your skin, everything from the inside out, you know? So then I would, you know, think about that. And then I would say, okay, maybe today I don't have it in me to do an hour, to lift weights for an hour, but I can give myself a half hour.
Okay.
So I would do that. And then what happens is then you're like, okay, I can do like 15 more minutes.
Right.
So there are those days, but a lot of times too, because I always talk about it's in the recovery, which is such an important thing. The next day I was very mindful that, like, you only did that half hour, which is good, but now you got to hit it really hard today. Like, mm-hmm. I'm always the person like, okay, yesterday wasn't so great. Tomorrow's going to be even better. And okay. Then you try to make it better. So that, and then, like, my sister joining. And then when you have people in that, you build these friendships, everyone's there with the same mindset, intentions, it does make it easier to do it. Cause
did your sister lose 50 pounds too?
That's 55.
55. Wow. Yeah, you guys are going to have to look up Veronica. I mean, we're both 46. You would not believe it.
That's the other thing. And my sister's over 50.
Oh my. And I see, I would have never guessed. She looks great.
And that's the other thing. I was like, am I too old to do this? That's a whole nother podcast. And no, you're never too old. There's women in my group who are like 60. They're in their 60s. They look amazing. So I learned that too, that, like, you know, everybody's pushing, everyone's struggling. And it's just like what you decide to do, mm-hmm. to push yourself, to be better. And that's the thing too. Like, we always just try to be our best selves every day. That's my, like, bottom line. You know, at the end of the day, when I go to bed, do I feel good about my actions today? Do I feel good about my intentions today? Do I feel good about, you know, you think back about every interaction you have with people. I mean, there's not as many anymore with COVID.
Right.
But you think about those things and are you proud of those things? And then if you're not, what are you going to do tomorrow to, like, make it better? Is it going to be you reach out to that person to have another conversation or to apologize? Or, you know, you're going to decide to move forward from something that didn't make you feel good. But if you can't, what are you going to do to fix it?
Right.
You can't wait around for other people.
Yeah. Well, this is really good. So I'm going to wrap this up, but do you have any last minute words of wisdom? This is great because like I said, like I dabble a lot in the self-improvement and it's like, often I'm like, you can't possibly be a real person. Like, you know, how are these people like doing, like, I mean, 30 weeks, like, I'm glad you said it took you 30 weeks.
30 weeks.
You know what I mean? Cause it's not like, you always hear like these overnight, like overnight success. And it's just like, well, I want that. And that's really not reality. I mean,
it isn't. I mean, you know, you could lose it quicker. You could lose it. There's people like my sister, like she took more time. But it all just depends, I think, on, and so that's the thing too, like your lifestyle, like, you know, if things were a little different, maybe I'd do it sooner. If things were a little different, it might take longer. So it's all about your journey and not worrying about anyone else's, but knowing that everyone else around you is rooting for you, mm-hmm. like cheering you on. And here's the thing. If they're not, do you want them in your life?
Those aren't your people.
Not your people. And it's okay to have the people who aren't your people who are over here. They're not completely out of your life, but they're not over here in the limelight. They're not in here with you.
They're not on the bus. They're next to the bus.
They're kind of standing. They would like to get on, but like they have a lot of things to do to get on your bus. They have work to do before they can get on my bus, you know?
Right. So
that's the thing. They're not people who, here's the thing I say too, as like last, some last words, because, you know, I could go on forever. But if they're not, like, I think of people as, if they're not the ones who, when I'm in that, like, just, I don't know, I just need some advice, whether it be career, whether it be parenting, whether it be, you know, weight loss, whatever it is, if they're not there in my mind right there that I know I can pick up the phone and call you. I know I could call you, Cindy, anytime, day or night, and you're going to listen to me and you're going to give me great advice and words to live by and reassure me that some of the things I am trying, like maybe they didn't work, but I'm on the right path, or if I'm not, how to steer me the right, in the right way. If those people aren't there, they're not your people. Your people, you know, and as you get older, unfortunately, that gets a little bit small. I think it gets a little bit smaller, but I think that's okay. Mm-hmm. But I would say, don't discount the people over here though, because they have work to do. And maybe after that work, they'll be ready. Mm-hmm. There was a point where I probably wasn't always ready, but I'm willing to, mm-hmm. you know, to be there for people. And the other thing I was going to say was, all of this ties together. If you were to journal this out and you talk about how, like, the positive impact you have on yourself and other people, how that affects your personal life, your kids, how you are with your family, losing weight, my career path, wanting more for myself, it all ties together, because you want more in all of those areas, you know?
Yeah.
And it'll all come together. It came together for me, honestly, when I started losing the weight and then just being ready then, okay, my career, to take it to the next level. And then, oh, you know, the boys are getting older, and like helping them to start setting goals for themselves as they're getting older and start thinking ahead, college, post-college. So it all comes together. For you, it takes time.
Yes, that's the other thing. We have to like embrace the fact that it takes time. Like, I think that's a lot of our problems. Like, at least like our age group, we have lived through, like, we didn't get things instantaneously, you know? Right. Like if we wanted information, we had to go to the library. Like, we had to wait until someone could take us to the library, like, to get information for X, Y, and Z. Like,
Google.
Right. There was no Google. There was no, like, if, like, we also, I think we grew up pre-ATM machine and pre-texting and pre-email. Like, we're that old. And so we're okay with things not happening instantaneously. But now, like, I mean, we're like, our generation is like right in the middle of all of that, because now we're getting used to getting things quickly. And so, like, I'm kind of more in that mindset. So I feel like I'm like, in my mindset, I'm split into these two generations. One that's like always saying, it's okay if it doesn't happen right now, it's okay. And then I've got the other one, you know, the 2000s mm-hmm. over here saying, no, we got to have this right now, right now, right now. And I just think that's a really, really good point.
You like hit the nail on the head, sister. Like, I just went, Like, because it's like something we, you know, in the back of your mind, but you saying it just like brought a lot of things forward for me. And you're absolutely right. We grew up in this generation, like, you just be patient and things take time and they can't happen right away. And if they don't happen right away, there's not much you can do to make it happen right away. So we learned, I think, more to persevere and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Easier than the younger generation.
Right.
So, and that, I think that
kids want stuff right now. Like, it's got to happen right.
Oh, good now. Lord.
Especially my youngest one.
Good Lord. And I don't know if you're, they get mad at me if like my phone is like, I don't know, the bedroom and I'm out in the kitchen and I'm busy with whatever, not really even thinking actually about like, and they're like, oh my God, like, mom, like, let's say they were some, like, a friend's house, you know, like, I was calling you, well, mom, your phone keeps ringing. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm making dinner. Like, you can wait. Like, I'll check in a second. Like, you know, but it's like that immediate. Mm-hmm.
And we all survived. I mean, think of the times, like, if like, let's say you were on the phone and they tried to call you and they would get a busy signal.
Oh,
I bet some people don't even know what a busy signal is. Like, our kids have not heard a busy signal on the phone, probably.
No. No, they'd be like, what's that? Right. What is that? Mom, my phone's broken. I need a new one. Can we go to the Apple store?
Right now.
How about my friend's daughter? She's 10, cute, 11. She's cute as a button. Yesterday said Veronica. So we were talking about cell phones and like how they didn't exist. And we were kind of having a similar conversation, her mom and I. And then she said, well, like, how did you, like, if you're going to meet somebody, like meet up with somebody, how did you know they were there, if they were there, or where to meet them?
Well, you waited.
And you just didn't, like, you just went and you looked around for the friend and you hoped you found the friend and you waited, and heaven forbid if something happened, like, oh, the friend, like, couldn't make it or whatever, they couldn't get a ride or whatever, then hopefully you had other friends and you had a good time. Talk to the friend later and it was all good and there was no drama and there was whatever. And she just looked at me like I had three heads. Like,
right. And, you know, think about it. We would wait and we wouldn't have a phone to pull out to look at while we waited. We had to, like, I don't know, walk around. I don't know.
Yeah, it was like a waiting game. And we were just happy to do it and just happy. Oh, Cindy made it. Yay. Right. Like, that is such a good point. That would be a really good podcast too.
Yeah. Yeah. I did a podcast on how to wait well.
Yeah. The waiting game and how to teach our kids nowadays to wait.
Well, I just feel like my youngest one, though, like, she has to constantly be entertained. Like, what are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? Like, if we're at a restaurant, it's like, I have to have, like, this bag of tricks. And she's 9, but she's like, that's all she's ever known. Like, here's the iPad. Here, let's play tic-tac-toe. Let's, like, can we just talk to each other? How about that? So.
What? Now you're crazy, Cindy. Have a conversation at the dinner table?
I know. Well, Veronica, it has been so awesome talking to you. I'm going to have to reach out to you again the next time I need a little motivational kick.
Me too. And I would love, like, anybody listening, you know, we're friends on Facebook. If you ever just, like, need some motivation or, you know, just advice or whatever it may be, I'm more than happy to, because I've been there. And I'm still there. You know, I still have things in my journey that I'm trying to achieve and work on. And some days are easier than others. So I'm more than happy to, you know, just lend some advice. And, you know, I do my motivational, like, little things I post. You know, and those really are for me. But then if one person, I always say, if one person benefits from something that I put out and it makes their day, it was worth it.
It does. Like, because when I see what you're doing and we're the same age and we're equally busy and we have a family and marriages and all of this, like, it really helps me. Cause I'm like, dang, she's doing it. Like, what am I doing? Like, I can do this too. I mean, she's not the only one. So, like, when I see these things, it's like, oh yeah. Okay. She's 46. I can do this too. So you're very, very relatable.
I just love you, Cindy. Aww,
I love you too. All right. Well, I'm gonna stop recording and I'll talk to you in just a bit.
I hope you enjoyed my show today. I would love to connect more with you and hear about how you achieve a positive mindset. So please join my Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/YDDOA. You can also find me on Instagram at YourDDOfAwesome and on Twitter at Cindy Liming, C-Y-N-D-I, and Liming is L-I-M-I-N-G. And be sure to check out my website at YDDOA.com, where you'll find all the deals, resources, and episodes of Your Daily Dose of Awesome. Thanks again for listening. I'm Cindy Liming, and get on out there and rock that life of yours.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.